The program for Monday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. We're very pleased that you are listening this Monday morning as we start another week of broadcasting together. I invite you to listen as I read God's Word in the Gospel of John chapter 1, the first few verses in this prologue of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Listen to verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The most amazing truth is that God, the Spirit, took the body of a man and in that body walked up on the face of the earth. Yes, fully identifying himself with his special creation, man. It's as simple and at the same time as profound as what we have read here in the prologue of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. How wonderful, how marvelous. Think of that. Emmanuel. God with us. Isaiah 7:14 said that a virgin would conceive and bring forth a child, and his name would be Emmanuel. God with us. The virgin birth of Christ had been anticipated all the way from the Garden of Eden, Genesis 3:15, when it speaks of the seed of woman bruising the head of the serpent. Isaiah's declaration here stirred the imagination, and looked forward to this being accomplished a long time before it ever happened, as if it had already happened. Isaiah 9:6 says, For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and a government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Oh, think of it. Conception, embryo, fetus, birth, infancy, childhood, adolescence, adulthood, and death. The Son of God went through it all in identifying himself with man and in accomplishing his purpose in reference to the human race. In this body of human feeling and suffering, Jesus moved and he had his being. He was truly man as well as being truly divine. In this body he was tempted, yet without sin. In this body he went about doing good, and in this body he died on the old rugged cross for the sins of the world. Truly, the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 3:16 these fine words, And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles or the nations, believed on in the world, received up in the glory. Yes, the human body of Jesus was gloriously raised from the dead, and in this body he ascended back to heaven. His body, at that time perhaps being of the same nature as that of Christians, when they will rise to meet him in the air at his second coming. But still, Christ has a body up on this earth today. Have you ever thought about that? Christ has a body up on this earth today and is working through that body to accomplish his purpose. In the epistle to the Ephesians, we read there in chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, where we are told that Christ is the head of all, over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Also, Colossians 1:18 says, written about the same time as the book of Ephesians, it says, And he is the head of the body, the church. Christ had a body when he was up on this earth. Christ has gone back to heaven. He still has a body upon this earth, and that body is his church through which he seeks to accomplish his purpose. In these series of thoughts we will be bringing from morning to morning, we wish to point out some lessons in connection with the church being the body of Christ. Thank you for listening today.